The Trump administration's been busy shrinking some arms of government. One exception is the Department of Homeland Security. They're trying to grow the number of federal employees working on arrests and deportations of people without legal status. NPR immigration policy reporter Ximena Bustillo is covering this. Hi there.
Hey.
What other federal employees are being pulled in to work on immigration right now?
It really ranges. Most are already in some type of federal law enforcement division of their own agency, thinking about groups like the Federal Bureau of Investigations or the Internal Revenue Service's Criminal Investigations Unit. DHS also boasted that it got 600 State Department officials to conduct arrests, and they are using the Drug Enforcement Administration. They're also relying on the Federal Bureau of Prisons to increase detention capacity. All of this is done specifically to bolster the Immigration and Customs Enforcement branch of DHS, commonly known as ICE.
In previous administrations, we've seen federal employees pulled into other agencies to help them. Is there something different about what the Trump administration is doing now?
Right. There seems to be an expansion of the duties that federal employees might be tasked with. For example, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem asked for qualified IRS enforcement personnel to assist ICE. She outlined a series of needs that ranged from assisting with investigations all the way to physically deporting people who lack legal status. I spoke with Sarah Saldana. She was the ICE director under former President Barack Obama. She said that it isn't unusual for agencies to assist each other with investigations, particularly when it comes to investigating crimes like unlawful employment, human or drug trafficking, or fraud. But she's concerned about going beyond that.
A Homeland Security investigative agent might need very much to collect evidence relating to illegal activities that this person may have participated in. But two different directions, two different roads, two different missions. It does not make sense to me on the removal side.
The exception here is the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and this was a practice brought back from the first Trump administration. ICE has long struggled with capacity to house those arrested.
Are you also seeing people within the Department of Homeland Security get reassigned to work on immigration?
Yes. So the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services employees received an email obtained by my colleague, investigative reporter Kiara Eisner. These are employees that help process citizenship and application benefits. The email said that employees' names had been put forward to provide staffing support for ICE in the future. This email was sent to at least employees investigating immigration-related fraud.
How are agency leaders and employees responding to this effort to expand ICE's forces?
We don't really know how everyone feels about it yet. A former official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations told me that with these task forces, some officers see the added support as useful, but there can also be concerns in delegating ICE tasks and the mission to other types of law enforcement groups. But we do know that a group of Democratic senators sent a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi that said that they were worried that the Bureau of Prison Facilities might not be able to handle requests from ICE to detain immigrants. A BOP employee added in a letter that they, quote, did not sign up for this and have not been trained for it.
That is NPR's Ximena Bustillo. Thank you.
Thank you.